Welcome to Pill Talk with Nikki. I'm your host, Nikki. I want to thank you for stopping by tonight. Now go grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let me take you on a ride. Because all I want to do is entertain your soul.
Hello, family. Welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk with Nikki. And tonight, episode 17, is called Break Glass in Case of Emergency. Now, what I want to discuss about that is basically when you're trying to be that replacement for someone who has just broken up with their significant other. And you're trying to kind of mosey on in and take that spot. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of that lately, and I just kind of want to talk about it. It's a little bit more to it, but it's just my thoughts, and so yeah. But before I get into that, I kind of want to have a little bit of a hand clucking time, you know, just talk about some other things really quickly. Well, I won't. I don't know if it's such thing with me as really quickly, but you know, first things first. I want to apologize for last episode. I called it episode 17, and it was actually episode 16. So, no, this is not like a repeat of episode 17 or, you know, episode 17 part 2A. This is episode 17. That was my mix-up. I even labeled it episode 17. So, no, actually, last episode was 16. This one is 17. The second thing I want to apologize for is that, you know, my sister, my BFF, my bestie, my wifey, my lover, was actually supposed to join me tonight on the podcast, but she couldn't because for those of you that live up north, you guys were hit with a snowstorm and they closed the school, so her kids were home and she wasn't able to record. And, yeah, and she knows that I normally record on Fridays, and we could have did it yesterday, but I kind of got some things going on tomorrow, so yeah, so I told her that was fine. We can definitely do it next Friday, so I told her that was okay, so she's definitely going to join us on Friday, so I want to apologize for that, but she was looking forward to it so bad. She texts me last night, actually, when I was on the phone with my mom, when I found out that they were closing the schools, you know, they weren't having school. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know that they were having a, you know, snowstorm. So I called my mom, like, Mom, what? You're about to be snowed in? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's Buffalo for you. You know, it's always like that. I grew up in it. So when I see that, I'm just like, oh, gosh, you know. But, you know, for us living down in the South and I'm in Georgia, we don't have that. So yeah, so that and so I also want for all my new listeners, let me tell y'all, okay, I want to scream right now too. I want to say thank y'all to all my new listeners, y'all. This morning I went to check my stats on Anchor, and I was currently number 14, y'all. You hear me? Number 14 on the leaderboard. Like, I am, like, I couldn't believe it. And I want to thank all my new listeners for joining my station, for listening to my episodes. I couldn't believe that I had so many new listeners on my last episode. Like I and you know what the crazy thing about it was? I was kind of like winging it. Like I don't know. At first I was like, okay, I'm not doing it with IKEA. Like how am I supposed to last this long? It's like I don't know. I mean, for me, I was like, okay, Nikki, this should be like familiar territory, right? Because you talk to yourself every day anyway, right? Which, yeah, I do, right? I talk to myself every day. So you should be familiar. This should be like easy breezy, you know? And so I didn't think it would be. You know, and so I was just like, I'm gonna wing it. And everybody loved it. Like, everybody loved the last episode. And to me, I just thought it was like, you know, I just said what I felt, and you know, and a lot of people related to what I was saying. So it made me feel so good. And I'm still getting reviews on it. And so y'all have no idea how it has made my heart felt. And thank y'all. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting me, believing in me. Just all the positive comments. I mean, I even embrace the negative ones, right? I mean, because look, I mean, that's something else I'm going to talk about too, because something I came across on Facebook. But just thank y'all. Like, I've been smiling all week long. Like, seriously, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But someone told me today, they were like, you know, this was your baby. This was something you wanted to do. This was something you birthed. And maybe God wanted you to do this alone. Maybe this is what you were supposed to do from the start. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You know, step out on faith. Don't be, you know, afraid, you know, because this is what you wanted to do. And just do it. And what's going to happen is going to happen, you know? And I'm here. And when it's time to get to the next level, who's ever supposed to come along or whatever, you know, it's gonna happen. So right now I'm just on cloud nine. I am, guys. I could talk about it all night, but I'm not. So once again, thank you to I won't call y'all veterans, but thank you to the ones that have been there since day one. And thank you to all my newcomers. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Just please continue to stick with me. Continue through this journey with me. And to all my new listeners, to all my new family members to my podcast, I told this to all to my I don't know if I want to call y'all veterans, because I have mad respect for my veterans, and I don't want to. So to all my older family members to my podcast, to Pillow Talk, English is not my first language. I'm gonna let you know that. So, you know, there might be words that I'll say that I feel in my head that are in the dictionary or should be in the dictionary. So whenever you listen to my podcast, and if you're like, did she just say that? Did she really just say that? And is that a word? Listen, that's a disclaimer. I'm just letting you know, English is not my first language. Okay. Okay. Just so you know. All right. Moving on. So, all right. Now, before I get into the main topic, there was something that I had came across on Facebook a couple of days ago, and I'm not exactly sure who it was. And because I didn't, and because I hadn't actually asked the person's permission, you know, I'm not going to, unless I, you know, if I haven't asked anybody's permission to talk about something, per se, you know, like, I would never mention someone's name directly, if I haven't asked their permission. Like, if it's not something that's public, like, I'm talking about, like, if, you know, if we're talking about, like, for instance, Safari, right? I mean, come on, that's public. that's public. We can talk about that. But I'm talking about, like, a friend or somebody private, you know, if I haven't gone to them and asked their permission, I'm not gonna, you know, disclose stuff, you know, stuff like that. So, but there was something that I came across, and I can't even, to be honest with you, I actually can't even remember who posted, but there was a something that I came across on my Facebook that said, if you don't have haters, then you're not that gifted. And I was just like, And I know that we see, you know, there's a lot of sayings that, you know, if you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. Or, you know, haters have to have their positions too. And, you know, haters got to have a job. And, you know, like, but is that really true? Like, because, you know, for me, I feel like I don't know. I just, in my eyes, I look at it like this. I'm like, if it was a perfect world for me, if I could build this perfect world, we all would have a gift and it would all be positive and we would all be praising everybody for their gifts, for their talents, you know, and we would all be encouraging, you know, because sometimes I feel like that's how we get our blessing, when we're happy for someone else, when we're happy for their blessing. So I'm kind of like, I don't know if I really agree with that or not. I don't know if I agree with all the haterism, you know, but then, like I said, sometimes it might be some people out there that's like, Nikki, you a hater, you hate in disguise and you don't even know it. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they think that I'm a hater because I don't agree with the fact that you should hate. Like, I don't know. Like, seriously, I don't know. So when I came across it, I was just like, I kind of get what you're saying, but I don't get it because I really don't understand. Like, I feel like there's room for everybody. Everybody can have something to offer to someone or offer something to this world in a positive way, you know? And so why hate? Like, I really like, cause for me, when I see somebody that's a hater, I'm like, there's something more to it. You're not born a hater. You don't just wake up one day and decide, you know what, I'm gonna be a hater. No, why are you a hater? Where is that unhappiness coming from? Where is that dislike? There's something about you. There's something in your life that's not right, that's not complete, that you have to look at someone else and hate. So where is all that hate? Where is that coming from? I've said this before in future podcasts and future episodes that there's always something more. There's always something at the core of it all. Nothing is ever what it seems like right there. There's layers to it. And so when I seen that, I just thought it was interesting because I was just like, I don't know, but that's just my opinion. Somebody else might be like, oh, I totally agree with that. And here's why, you know, I don't know, but you know what? This is why I love to do podcasts. And this is why I love to put my thoughts out there. And this is another reason why I ask for feedback. And I ask, you know, my listeners that if you to write me to tell me what you think, or, you know, if you want to be featured and you want to talk about it, if you want to discuss it more, you want to say, hey, listen, and you want to let other people, if you want to be heard and you want to let other people know, like, listen, this is why I feel the way I feel, you know, let me know, because I love to listen to other people's perspective. I love to look at things on all different angles. I never like to look at things just through my eyes. I love to look at it from all different angles, like I said. So, you know, everybody has their own different unique perspective. And I think that's how we learn, and that's how we learn one another, you know. So I'm definitely not this person that lives in a box. And you, I mean, you can't, I can't even, well, I don't like to speak for other people. I say for myself, because like I told you, I like to speak from either my personal experience or people that I know that have experienced it. And there are a lot of people that still live in the small box. Like, you're just like, I just sit there sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, like, seriously? Like, wow. But yeah, so, oh, okay. So anywho, so episode 17, y'all, listen, the reason why I chose to talk about this discussion today was because I am seeing a lot of, since 2018 have started, I have literally, and about seven different relationships that I have seen. About three of them started in like 2016. They ended up ending in like 2018. The rest were like started in 2017, ended in like 2018, and started in 2017 and ended in 2017. But two of them I personally know these people. And the thing about it is that it's not even so much as the relationship. I'm not even discussing the people that's in the relationship, even though in some of these relationships, I'm kind of like, I know why the relationship didn't work, because some of the people are just buttholes or like assholes, you know? And sometimes I just think to myself, your relationship doesn't work because you're an asshole, period. There's just no other way to put it. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know if that person has told you this. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know if this person has sat you down and said to you, you know what? You're just an asshole. This is why you can't be in a long-term relationship, because you're an asshole and this is why your relationships fail. But that's for a different episode. That's for a different topic. What I'm talking about are the people that are on the outside of the relationships. The friends, like, let's say, you know, you have the friends that are rooting out, and to kind of, because I like things broken down to me kindergarten style. So that's the way I like to explain it too. Because I don't like to make things complex for, you know, my listeners, my family that likes things explained to them like how I like to explain. So, y'all know who I'm talking about, right? All right, I'm gonna keep it kindergarten style for y'all. So, I'm just gonna take, you know, a couple, and you know they have a mutual friend that they both know. You know, they're very good friends with, and you know this person roots them both on. You know. They're like, hey, black love y'all. Y'all beautiful. You know, they're supporting them, yada, yada. And, you know, and then all of a sudden the relationship doesn't work out. And next thing you know, this person just stops supporting the one person. And now they're supporting the other person. Now, both people are going through a heartbreak, right? They're both going through a heartbreak. But now this person is flocking to the other person more than the other friend. And I think it's more when you look back at it and it's like, okay, I pretty much know these people. You know, we all run in the same group pretty much. And I know what's going on. Like, this person has feelings for this person. So that's why this person is pretty much, you know, flocking to this person and pretty much being in this person's corner and being there for them in their time of need more so than being in the other person's time of need, you know, because this person's kind of got some undercover feelings, you know, and this person is kind of like, you know, well, maybe if they notice that I'm being there for them, they might notice me. You know, because let's just be honest with you. Let's be honest with ourselves. When we're in, that's when we're most vulnerable, right? When we're in a relationship and we're no longer in that relationship and we're going through that phase of brokenness, that's when we're most vulnerable. That's when we're in that period where we are most tempted, where we're most likely to do something that we will pretty much later on regret, do things without thinking, or do things to get back out of, you know, revenge, hurt, pain, anger, whatever, you know. That's what we do, because that's when we're at our lowest. And a lot of times people see that, and that's when they try to jump in. And that's when they try to take advantage. And that's why I called it break in case of emergency. You know how they're like, okay, you know, that like in fire, you know, break the glass in case of emergency. Okay, emergency. Now break, use it, use me. Why would you want to be that person? Like for me, I would never want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the replacement. You know, I don't want to be the person to, in the meantime, to just replace or to fill that void when you're hurting. Because eventually when that hurt is gone, when you're no longer feeling that and you've gotten over, how are you going to really feel for me? And not even that, you know, because, you know, you pretty much know the people, you pretty much run in the same circle, you're kind of looking like, dude, this person's not even really into you because you're not even this person's type. Like, this person likes this sort of style, and you're not even like, you know, like, prime example, let's just say, you know, for instance, like me, okay, I like a guy, I'll take me and my best friend. Like, my best friend loves men that are rough around the edges. Me, I like geeks, I like nerds, but I also like them to have a distinguished kind of dapper, you know, look to them. But I like them nerdy and geeky. Whereas she likes them rough around the edge. She likes them rough around the edges. And, you know, whereas, you know, some men like their women to be very ladylike, very sophisticated, and not like, you know, just semi-sophisticated and a little a little rough around the edges. You know, you still got a little, I don't know, rah-rah to Rakisha. No, that's not going to happen. Like, he's not going to look at you like that. You're going to always be the homegirl, and that's it. Kind of like the friend zone. You're going to always be in the friend zone, you know? You may not be that break in case of emergency. And if you are, why would you want to be? Because eventually, guess what? It's basically like, it's almost like you're just going to be that Band-Aid for that wound. But once that wound is healed, guess what he's going to do? He's going to rip that Band-Aid off and dispose of it. Because guess what? Now that wound is healed, he has no use for that Band-Aid anymore, right? He's going to throw it away. There's no use for you anymore. So it's kind of like, why? But the bigger problem is, if you were friends with both of them, what happened to the support of the other person? Why did the praises stop? Like, where, you know, how, this person is still going through the hurt. You know, have you checked on this person? Like, why did you stop? You know, what happened? And I have been seeing a whole lot of that in 2018. It's just like, wow. You know, it's just like, oh my gosh. And it's so obvious. And I don't think people really know how obvious they are. Like, it's like, or unless they don't care. They're just like, you know what? I don't care if people see it or they notice it. But, and you know what? Some people don't. Some people really don't, because, you know, I don't know. It's 2018 and a lot of people just have this attitude nowadays where they're just like, I really don't care anymore. And, but it's like, you know, if this was really your friend, you would have, you know, you would also still be reaching out to this person and still, you would be still their biggest supporter and cheerleader like they were when they were together. But it's just funny because you notice that when that person is in a relationship, they kind of, you know, they have, they'll cheer them on and say their little, you know, little comments or whatever. But then when they're not in a relationship, oh man, how they just tend to flock to that one person so hardcore. And it's just like they're sweating them. They just hang it all on them. You're just like, wow. It is like so obvious. And it's sad, you know, it's sad, but what do? You know, you like, and then you're sitting back as a friend, like, do you say something to that person? Like, do you go to that person like, hey, you know, like, why are you doing that? Like, how are you just going to leave so-and-so out there like that, you know? And you're just like, well, you know what? Let it go. But never be somebody's replacement. Never be somebody's Band-Aid. Never be somebody's, you know, in case of emergency. Because that's what you're always going to be. You know, you're always going to be just, you're going to be temporary. Because all of those things are just temporary, you know. And you always have to remember that when someone is in that state of mind, they're never thinking clearly. Never. They are never thinking clearly. They're in transition from, you know, and they don't know. And in that time, they don't really know if it's over, if their relationship is over. Because a lot of times, you know, you may think that that relationship is over, but then next thing you know, they're back in that relationship. So you don't know that. You don't know. And that's why I say, so it's a transition. It's a transition of, you know, they go through so many different emotions during that time. That's why a lot of times, you know, one minute they're up, they're, you know, saying things. You might see them saying, you know, things along, you know, they're sad. The next minute they pissed off, they mad. Then they're like, yo, I'm good. And then they're back to being sad. Then they mad as hell again. And then they sad. And then they're like, I'm good. And then, you know, you're like, whoa. But it's expected. It's normal. So it's just like, listen, don't do it. But that also leaves, you know, room to question, like, what are your motives? You know? Because I'm sitting back and I'm looking like, you know, like, you know, are you really to be trusted? Like, really? Like, are you, like, who are you really there for? So are you really for both people, or are you just really for that one person? Are you really just following that one person through it all? Because you're hoping that eventually this person finally sees you and say, you know what? I realized that when I was with A, that person was there. Then when I broke up with A and I went to B, that person was there. Then when I broke up with B and I went with C, that person was there. Then when I broke up with C and I went with D, that person was there. I mean, but you know what? Sometimes that does happen too. You know, I mean, we never know how life is going to turn out. You know, that might be your love story. I don't know. But more times than not, like I said, don't make yourself the temporary person. Don't do it. Don't be the band-aid. Don't be the break glass in case of emergency. And definitely don't be the replacement. And that I'm talking for not just females, but for the men too. Because us women do it. Us women, we play the games, you know. And but some men are like, hey, I'm going to fit in where I can get it. Listen, fellas, don't. We are, you know, there's some men that are emotional creatures too, not just women, because you got some emotional men out there, okay? I have come across some emotional men, but, you know, women are very emotional, and half of the time when we're going through something like that, we don't know what the hell we want. We really don't. We don't. And, at that time, we just want somebody, you know, when you telling us all the right things, yeah, I mean, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear you tell us all the right things. But once we pull our panties up and we get it together, you know, we gonna look at you and like, huh? No, brother. And you gonna be like, wait a minute, hold up. I was there. I didn't took you here, did this, did that. So I'm telling y'all, listen, do not be the replacement. Now, off topic, that's really what I wanted to talk about. It really wasn't a long discussion. It was just something that I had noticed, and I had knew a couple of people that pretty much was going through some things, and I kind of had to talk to one of my girls, like, look, I know what you're doing. And no, it's not going to happen, because guess what, boo? Once he's healed from all this, he ain't, no. And you see the kind of women he's attracted to. He's just, no, I don't want to see you hurt. That's you his homegirl. And that's all you're really going to be, you know, and sometimes you got to give your friends the hard truth like that. And you just got to be honest. And not only that, like, sometimes too, even though somebody may look good and you got to look deeper, within just the physical, because some people inside are messed up, and you have to accept the fact that sometimes that's just who they are, and that's the way they're going to be. And you have to really ask yourself, okay, beyond the physical, can I really be with this person? You know, and you have to ask yourself, depending on this person's history, you know, and how you are and how they is that somebody that you can see yourself with long term? And why this person has had so many failed relationships? Why this person is not married? And sometimes you just have to be honest with yourself. And do you know, first of all, do you know how many people out here, and let's talk about celebrities that look good, got banging bodies, but can't keep a man or a woman because mentally they just don't have it in them to, they just don't have the characteristics. Like, it's just something that just doesn't click with, I don't even know what the word, I need my book, y'all, my big book of words I'm trying to say. They just can't, some people just can't connect with people on certain levels. And Some people, like I said earlier, are just assholes. And that goes for women and men. And some people have some deep-rooted issues that you can't fix. And there are so many times where people want to come along and try to fix people. And some people love that job. Some people love that challenge and love saying, I love to fix a broken person. But guess what? Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you cannot fix a broken person. And sometimes it's just not always your job to. And it's okay. But sometimes you got to really ask yourself. You know, my mom, and lately, my mom's been spitting some jewels. Because, you know, my mom is my best friend, and I talk to my mom about everything. But, you know, my mom used to always say, you know, look and see. Like, when you meet people, even when you have friends, and, you know, first of all, that's another thing I'm going to go back to. But it made me remember to go back to this. But like my mom was saying, you know, when you meet people in your life, if they don't have a lot of friends around them or have a lot of people or know a lot of people, something's wrong with that. Especially when they're at a certain age in their life. Something's wrong with that. Something is definitely wrong with that. Like, you know, I'll be 40 next year. And if you meet other people in your life, like if I meet people, let's say, you know, you're around my age or more or, you know, older, whatever. And if you ain't already got, have at least a couple. I'm not saying you got to have like a crowd worth or a group, but let's just say a couple, two, three. If you don't have at least two or three good friends that you've known at least 5, 10 plus years, something ain't right. If you at almost 40 years old talking about you still trying to find a best friend, I'm sorry. Something ain't right. Something is not right. I'm telling y'all. Trust me, believe. And I apologize if listen, family, if you one of them, you like, because I'm 43 and I ain't got a best friend and then I apologize. You must be the exception to the rule. But I'm serious. This is just, once again, I'm not saying that what I'm saying. Listen, I am not a licensed psychologist, therapist, nothing. I'm just Nikki, and these are just my thoughts, my random no important thoughts, okay? Seriously, if you are 40 plus and you talking about you're still looking for a best friend, something ain't right. Something's just not right. That's why in my life, I can count on one hand my best friends that I have known. And all of them I have known over 10 years. And so I'm good. If I've never meet another friend and make another best friend in my life, I'm good. Because four. So I'm good. I'm good. And I can tell you that if at least two of them were to drop off, I know at least two out of those four, I know I will never, ever have to worry about. So at the end of the day, I still have my two. So I'm good. I'm good. So, And altogether, I have five because one of my friends, Donna, I've known her the least. So I'm good. So that's really true. But you've got to really ask yourself, when you meet people or when you're looking at someone that you may be interested in or you may have a crush on or lust or infatuation, whatever the heck you want to call it, and ask yourself, are you sure this is somebody you still want to be following around like a lost puppy or a stray cat or whatever you want to call it? And ask yourself, well, why is it that this person always has failed relationships? You know, maybe this person just isn't good. You know, some people are alone for the rest of their life for a reason. You know, unfortunately, I wish that everybody could have somebody. When people say that there's somebody for everybody, no, not necessarily, because I've seen some people that I know that just will never be with somebody just because of the kind of person that they are and who they are. And that is so unfortunate. And I know that they say God can change anybody. Yes, I believe that, only if you want. First of all, you got to believe in God. That's number one. If you don't believe in God, then you can forget about it. It's a wrap. So that's one. So if you don't believe in it, then forget it. Second of all, you've got to want to. And some people just don't have a desire to want anything other than what they want. And that's not what they want. So, you know, and some people just don't think that there's anything wrong with them, unfortunately. And that's sad too. Oh God, I could talk about that all day. When people think that there is nothing wrong with them, and there is, and you're just sitting there like, wow. So, I mean, you have to really ask yourself these things. Like, are you sure that this is the person you want to be crushing about? And you want to look at and, you know, maybe you should keep that person. Maybe you should be keeping that person in the friend zone. Like, yeah, let me just keep dabbing you and pounding you up and give you the Wakanda dab, like, bam, you know, and keep it there. Because at the end of the day, this person keeps being in failed relationships for a reason. Trust and believe that. There's more to it than what meets the eye. So those are my thoughts. And remember, I told y'all to don't let me forget when I was talking about my mamas, about friends. Someone asked me, well, I won't say someone, but when me and my sister friend, my sister, Wakia, not Akia, because remember I told y'all on previous episodes that there are two Kias. This is the one with the W, Wakia. We were talking, and I didn't mention on the last episode because I was just specifically talking about just a personal experience. But another red flag about friends, real quick, that if you're wondering, for the friends that only call you when they want something, stay away. Don't even bother. Mm-mm. I forgot to bring that up on episode 16. Peace them out. Let it go. If they only call you when they want something, or they need you for something, or they want to, I don't know. It's put it to you like this. It's other than to call you to say, hey, how you're doing. Just wanted to see how your week was going or how your month has been. And, you know, that's it. They don't call you any other time, but only to say, hey, I need you to do this, or can you do this for me? Let it go. They don't, I mean, at the end of the day, they don't really care about anything else going on in your life except for, hey, can you do this for me? Or can you do that? You know, if they can't even send you a freaking text to say, hey, just checking on you, especially if you maybe have said hey to them and then they haven't, let it go. Keep it moving, honey. Keep it moving. I forgot to mention that last, episode. For my new listeners, if you hadn't listened to episode 16 on Clean Up on Aisle, go check that out, which is just about maybe you need to clean up a little stuff, you know, just a little bit of things in your life, take out, you know, a little dusting, maybe take out a little trash. It was just about, you know, cleaning up some, getting rid of some things, some dead weight, some things, unnecessary things in your life. And, so yeah, that was something that I failed to mention that I said I was going to mention, today. But that's it, guys. That is it for tonight's episode. Woohoo! I did it. Another one by myself. Another one bites the dust. Now, I don't know if that's supposed to go with this episode, but whatever, y'all. But no, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for joining me tonight, writing this thing out. I hope I made sense. I hope I made sense. I hope I made sense. I hope I explained that right. I tried to break it down kindergarten style to y'all, with the whole break in case of emergency. Bottom line, never try to be somebody's replacement. Never try to be that Band-Aid. Just don't be the one, be the one, be the main one. Be the main squeeze, the main man, the main woman. Because it goes for my brothers, too. Like, I feel for y'all. Listen, Nikki love y'all. I feel for y'all. My heart goes out to the men because I know it's a lot of y'all out there that think that we just forget about y'all and y'all just get lost out there. Like, you know, y'all just like, we out here. You know, no, we see y'all, you know. We do. I do. I trust me. we do. We see y'all out there, you know, and, women like to play games. We do. We're, you know, we're the masters of this whole game. I don't play games, but I'm just saying women like to play games and yeah, just be, you want to be the main one. And he's just not into you like that, honey. He's just not. We see you. I see what you doing, boo-boo. Just stick to your calling, whatever it is you do. Be the friend, but be the friend to them both. And, you know, stop sweating that person like that. They not into you like that. You just the friend. I mean, but I don't know. He may turn around and the next thing you know, y'all together. I don't know. Oh, real quick. Listen. Now, you know what? I ain't gone. I'll talk about that next episode. Because I don't want, you know, I don't want to put it all in one. Because, you know, because then I could talk about, you know, don't. Then when y'all break up, y'all want to go back. You know how, like, then some people, too, when y'all together with the new person, y'all dog, the person y'all was with. But then when you break up with the new person, then you try to go back to the person you was talking about. And when you was with the new person, we going to talk about that another episode. Maybe I'll try to get my girl to talk about that. I'm telling you, it could get, listen. We just got to grow up. We you know, it's too. It's just, gotta grow up, people. People doing too much in 2018. It's just people. Ooh, I think I hit the mic because I just seen like on my thing, it's like this long line. So if y'all hear like a screech, it's because I think my finger hit the mic. And yeah, we just gotta grow up. But yeah, I don't wanna, you know, put it all in one. So, yeah, but thank y'all. Listen, I want to thank y'all so much for listening to my podcast. Please do not forget, as always, you know, I love you when y'all rate me and, ooh, I don't know if that sound right. I'm going to have to try to reword that. I said rate, right? Listen, just review. And rate it, rate, R-A-T-E, right? No, see, I can't, I don't like how that sound. I don't like how that didn't sound right. No, it do not sound right, y'all. Listen, review me, okay? Hit up them stars on Google Play Music, iTunes, CastBox. I am now on Overcast, Pocket Cast, and I will be coming to Spotify very, very soon, SoundCloud. So I am pretty excited about that. I'm so excited about that. So make sure y'all hit up them stars, review, and email me at pillowtalkanchor@gmail.com for any questions. If you want to be featured on the podcast with me, if you want me to discuss something or just explain something more or just say, Nikki, whatever, shut up. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you want me to talk about. Listen, I'm open. But most importantly, I would love for y'all to join me or you or you or you or whoever to join me on one of my episodes. It'll be a lot of fun. So thank y'all for tuning in tonight. And thank you for choosing to listen to me and putting me in your ears on this beautiful Friday night. As always, stay blessed and be inspired. And I will see y'all. Well, you'll hear from me again next Friday. Good night, guys. I love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.